Hare Krishna. So Krishna has described different processes or different types of sacrifices. Now he is going to speak about the purpose of these sacrifices. So let's see shloka number 30, the summary of the purpose of all the sacrifices. It goes like this. Sarvepya ete yagya vido Yagna snapita kalmashaha Yagna shishtamrita bhujo Yanti brahma sanatanam. So here Krishna is saying, Sarve api ete yagya vidaha. So the ones who know the meaning of the sacrifice, the ones who are doing the sacrifice and they know the meaning of the sacrifice, what happens? Yagna snapita kalmashaha. Shapita kalmashaha. Basically, that person gets completely cleansed of all the kalmash that is there in the heart, all the sinful reactions. And then, yagna shishtamrita bhujaha. So, this person who is doing yagya, finally he tastes the nectar that is the results of the sacrifices. And this nectar is higher taste, you know, that he has got. Yanti brahma sanatanam. And finally, he advances towards the eternal destination. So basically, the one who knows the purpose of yagna, and the one who is doing these yagna, what happens? He gets completely cleansed at his heart, completely cleansed, and then he relishes the results of the sacrifice in this life, and then at the end of life, attains the eternal destination. So this is what is the essence of this particular shloka. From the foregoing explanation of different types of sacrifices, so we saw different types of sacrifices, dravya yagna, tapo yagna, then we had this another one, that is swadhyaya jnana yagna, yoga yagna, and so on and so forth. So Krishna has described all this, and what is the aim of all this? The common aim of all is to control the senses. So all the sacrifices are aiming at that, controlling the senses. Why? Because sense gratification is the root cause of material existence. See, when the senses are when senses are out of control, basically what happens is the person is into too much of sense gratification. Too much of sense gratification, basically it goes on to say that the person will remain entangled in this material world lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. So sense control is very, very important. So the one who can control the senses, that person can actually relish this life and life after this also. So until one is situated on a platform, apart from sense gratification, there is no chance of being elevated to the eternal platform of full of knowledge, full of bliss, and full of life. So basically, it means that somehow or the other, we have to elevate ourselves from the platform of sense gratification. Without that, it's very difficult to elevate oneself to the plane of transcendence, or to some higher plane, if not spiritual plane, some higher plane. So, the sense control is very, very important. Without sense control, no person has attained anything higher in this material world. Sense gratification just takes the person down, pulls the person down. But the sense control, it actually takes the person up or elevates the person to a higher plane. All the above mentioned sacrifices help one to become cleansed of the sinful reactions of material existence. Finally, the thing what happens is, since these sacrifices, if done with proper mood, for pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the heart will get completely cleansed of the sinful reactions. The main problem is our heart is contaminated by all the sinful reactions of many, many lifetimes. And that has to be cleansed very nicely. And this happens when the sacrifice is done, that is any activity to please Krishna or Vishnu is done, automatically the heart gets cleansed. But whatever we have discussed till now, it's mostly the indirect process of sacrifice, you know, that was given. But still, even that helps to cleanse the heart of a person. Then it is said here that by this advancement in life, now when the heart is getting cleansed, the person actually advances. Not only does one become happy and opulent in this life, but also at the end, he enters into eternal kingdom of God. So now this point is very nice to understand. That when someone does a sacrifice, the results of the sacrifices, you know, which are there, that actually gives a person a better sense enjoyment and power. Bhoga and Aishwarya. The person gets that, he enjoys that in this life to a great extent. And then finally, at the end of life, what happens at the end of life? He enters into eternal kingdom of God, either merging into impersonal Brahman or associating with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Right? So, we have seen before also merging into impersonal Brahman. So, all the ones who are aspiring for that, know that they want to merge into the effulgence coming from the body of Lord Sri Krishna, so they get that destination. But we also saw in the previous verses that that destination is not permanent, since the soul is active and he has to remain in an inactive state in Brahman, he actually falls down from there. But then, someone who actually enters the kingdom of God, Goloka Vrindavan, and stays with Krishna there, such a person will actually relish the reciprocation from Krishna, relish assisting Krishna in his pastimes, and he will remain in that kingdom forever. He will not come down to this material world. And who are those people who will enter Goloka Vrindavan? They are the devotees, bhaktas. The ones who are engaged all the time in serving Lord Sri Krishna in this life, and they relish so much of opulence and other things which comes in this life, the peace of mind, the satisfaction and everything in this life, at the end of life, remembering Krishna, they actually go back, home back to Godhead, and relish again with Lord Sri Krishna there. So in this way, the purpose of all the sacrifices is sense control and getting some results on a higher platform, and they enjoy that. And finally, the ones who are fortunate, the ones who are qualified, they enter the higher realm of spirituality. Now, Krishna is going to discuss more about the sacrifices in the future verses, where he is going to elaborate on what are the other things that a person gets by doing sacrifice. So, let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna.